Hey Steph, do you remember when I was working in Sloane's Pub in the UK?
Yeah, you worked as a barman there for about a year, didn't you?
That's right. Well, anyway, there was a guy who used to drink there quite regularly called Alan. I met him in the pub and we used to chat together quite often. He was an ex-soldier and he'd served in Northern Ireland with the British Army.
Did he see any action there?
Yeah, he was there for 2 or 3 years in the 70s when things were really bad over there. Anyway, he used to come in and drink a lot around lunchtime. He was quite a heavy drinker. One day, he walked into the pub about 7 o'clock when I was working behind the bar. It was obvious he'd already had a lot to drink.
How did you know?
Because I'd served him 4 or 5 beers that same morning, I could still smell the beer on him.
Yeah, right.
So he came in, walked up to the bar, and bent over. He sort of disappeared below the bar. I thought he was tying up his shoelace or that he'd dropped some money or something. Anyway, he stood up and put this false leg on the bar.
A false leg?
Yeah, he put this plastic false leg on the bar in front of my face.
Was it his?
Yeah, it was his leg. Apparently, his right leg was blown off by a bomb while he was serving in Northern Ireland.
Oh no.
So he put this false leg on the bar and said, "Fill this up with beer, Craig. I want to get legless tonight."
You're joking.
No, really. He had a great sense of humour, really nice guy.
Did you fill it up for him?
No, of course not. I bought him a beer, though, and he did end up getting completely legless.